Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by the Lousy Mother Media Basement Comedy Show Part 2. It is Saturday, December 20th. It starts at 8 p.m. It features Anthony Savat, Josh Volchko, and Devin Connor with musical guests Bob Camparda. And my mouth is the speaker. I went SNL right there. If you can't hear it, you can, if you can't be there, rather, you can listen to it on lwmradio.com. We will be streaming it live there. Now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read. Welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
You're Tony, and today we're going to kick off the show with some freaking segments, dude. Tony wanted to call back. He doesn't think well on his toes, or really well at all in general. but he wanted to make...
I think like a goddamn scholar. Like a scholar.
You have, it's called Genre 5, right? That is the first segment that you've come up with. And I really like the name. You want to shed some light on that?
Okay. I did last time at the very end, but it was kind of like that. Get the fuck off the air. Let's
right, it
stop
was.
This
yeah.
Immediately.
We were getting the light.
And I was like, no, we're losing the light. And I was like, no. I want to talk about it.
Right,
but
right.
It's based off of Short Circuit. Show
Johnny Five.
Not a show.
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
See, he can't think well on his feet, people.
Steve Guttenberg. I remember that.
The Goots.
You know a lot of Steve Goots.
I don't know a lot of Steve Goots.
No.
All right. So Genre Five. So basically, what it is, because Tony won't fucking explain it. It's a. we name our top five movies of a certain genre.
Wow. Thanks for specifying all the deets for him. Now you guys aren't in the ocean alone.
Yeah, swimming out there. All those sharks. You're scared. I'll hold your hand. I'll get you to shore. Don't you worry. Come with me.
Paulie's here. He's not going to leave you like Wilson.
Nah, no. Oh, God. Well said. I cried at a volleyball floating away.
It had paint blood on it.
Yeah. Oh, man. It had so much. It was his only friend. God,
it was powerful.
I'm going to start crying now. All right, so... What you wanted to do is you wanted to redo your horror films past 2000.
I figured we...
Because you sucked at it the first time.
We take some time. We actually analyze a list that is respective to what we think is the Genre 5 top 5.
Genre 5 top 5.
Genre 5 top 5.
Genre 5.
On the hour, every hour.
Yeah.
Once a week. Fuck you once.
Yeah, on the hour, every hour. One time a week.
Once a fucking week.
Not a specified hour either. All right, so what are your top 5...
The top five for genre five
for horror
for
films,
horror
five,
films
2005
from 2000 to now because it's a too broad of a genre to just do them all.
We have to sub fucking we have to make a genre and then put years on it.
Everyone has to.
Oh God, go ahead, give me your five because I got five too. Are they in any specific order?
No, not at all.
Cool,
not,
hit me.
Anyway. Okay, first off, The Descent.
So it was the first one.
Shut the fuck up. Wait, what? Like one out of five? Like this is number one for me? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't think of another way to say it. Like, movie I'm speaking about.
And now.
Now.
That is a part of this five thing that I'm talking about. No, go ahead. All right.
Holy shit. How else do I call them out? This is A, B, C, D, and E.
There you go. All right. So A's first. No. So The Descent. Love that flick.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, it is good.
Still scary.
It is. You like the female leads?
I like that female lead.
I'd say there's a lot
that
of...
That was a female cast, almost.
Yeah. Do you think it's like a horror thing? They want like the heroine or like the girl to scream, like the weak one didn't arise. Like, do you think that's like...
I like the...
Because Halloween, you look at
transition.
That is. Fucking...
It's better when you see a heroine becoming...
You remember, what was that? Child's Play 2, one of mine from last week that was before 2000, but his stepsister, she was like the one helping him out and stuff like that. There's a lot of Hellraiser, fucking Christy Cotton. They all have like certain, like they all have heroine roles. They all have like female.
Yeah, but I guess
even
like, in this one it blew me away because it was full girl.
Yeah, it was.
Girl Ash was full heroine, yeah.
Yep, full hair and on heroine, oddly enough. Weird.
I guess that is a weird way to call it. It's a weird word.
Heroine?
It does have
she's like, oh, she's a heroine. Wait, she's a drug addict? No, she's really,
she smokes
she's a
on
hero.
Drugs? No.
She's a hero that's a girl. She's got girl parts, and she's a hero.
Doing heroin is heroic.
She bleeds once a month, but she saves people.
Man. These segments are going to drag.
No, they're not
like
dragging.
Mud.
We're
like
not,
mud.
We're not
dragging,
dragging
like mud.
We're not dragging, big cat.
No, little cat. Listen, medium cat.
All right, yeah, no, put on a little bit of
medium
weight.
Cat.
Don't talk about.
There's going to be one you don't know about in this list.
Okay.
It's from 2001, I want to say. And it's from France, and it's called Martyrs.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, boy.
Scary.
The context is horrific. The idea that the movie is giving the audience the thoughts that it provokes are more horrific to me than most other films will even attempt to show you.
Really?
Or give you a, yeah, it is a ghoulish, nightmarish fucking hellscape.
Ghoulish.
I like that word.
It's a good one.
I watched Goosebumps today.
That fucking dog. I hated that part. Even as a kid, I was like, this is fucking dumb. Fuck that dog with your shitty CGI eyes. I hate it.
Can I use two movies as one?
Oh my God, you're the worst in your own seconds.
No, fuck. No, fuck. Listen. It's 28 days and weeks later.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Come on. It's not like I'm saying, like, well, RoboCop and Predator, can I just put them in one? No.
God, that's the crossover I want to see. RoboCop versus Predator. That sounds amazing.
Oh, there has to be a comic for that.
Sure,
there's
there
the Judge Dredd comic, so I'm sure that's fucking...
Versus RoboCop?
No, it's just Judge Dredd versus stuff.
Anything. Judge Dredd versus...
Well, he is the law.
Whatever we can fucking license. All right, so good.
Okay, so
28 weeks and 28 days.
Yeah, I got
great,
28
great
weeks
flicks.
And 28 days.
Got some zombies. Zombie. Oh. Wait, I thought you were gonna
this week
in.
On Tourette's Hour, we'll be discussing.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Holy shit.
All right, anyway, so.
They reinvented the genre.
Yeah.
Of zombie. I loved it. Scary on whole nother running levels.
Running levels. I get it because they ran.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Rage.
The rage virus.
I also have a movie called Suicide Circle that once I took a step back, saw that it was produced after 2000, it was a definite for this five.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I haven't seen Suicide Circle.
Oh, boy. Japanese film.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Is that on the Flix?
Not on the Flix. Okay. In my DVD collection, though. Mm. And the concept is that there is this pop musician getting all of
these
teenagers around Japan to kill themselves and kill others.
Trains and shit.
Like, first scene, like 25 people dying.
25 little Asian girls.
All holding hands and singing.
Ito, blah! That's what it sounds like.
No! Suicide Circle.
That's sick.
And then I guess we'll call this one the fifth. I kept it from the last sad list that we had to quickly
Hills
think
have
of.
Eyes.
Evil Dead.
Oh. So Hills Have Eyes didn't even make it.
No.
Wow.
No.
That's crazy.
I love it. But these good. Five for actual...
For your genre five.
For my genre five.
Genre five.
First of genres.
Genre five.
And then genre five. That's right.
Genre five. Good.
These are the ones that made the grade, dude.
That's
these
awesome.
Are these are ones that stuck with me and stuck in the, I think, the general populace most.
Yeah.
28 weeks and days sort of transcended that genre and escalated the zombie flicks to where they
so
are
you
now.
Think that these are like stepping stones for the horror.
I think these
as
are
the
great
genre, yeah.
Great icons
right on.
Within these years.
Jesus, my water's going all over the place.
What's yours?
Okay, first off, Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
Sick as fuck. And almost like it goes like, I don't know, it kind of bounces out of horror into comedy, but a lot of horror has comedic elements. I mean, like, you look at fucking Friday the 13th even has, like, comic elements about it and shit like that. What am I thinking of? Nightmare on Elm Street, huge. Fucking Chucky, you know, Child's Play, all that bullshit. But Cabin in the Woods, I thought was just a fucking perfect imagining of why these horror movies exist and like why these creatures exist and shit like that. It's like to feed the blood gods. If you haven't seen that movie, you need to check
it
out now.
Clever reality.
It is. All right. That was Josh Whedon too, right?
I can't confirm whether or not he directed, but he had something to do with it.
He definitely had. His name was on it. Yeah, his
he
name
did,
was
yeah.
on it. And that was like right when the Avengers
like
was coming
bros,
out. Like
yeah.
he fucking just like spewed cum radness all over the cinematic fucking, it was amazing. All right. The Hills Have Eyes, said it from last week. Sanctum. That movie freaks me the fuck out. And it's funny because I was like, oh, I love The Descent. But then I was like, oh my God, Sanctum?
Was the cave the enemy in that film? Just the desolation of being in
yeah,
that
yeah,
area was
yeah.
the enemy?
It was so claustrophobic, and like watching those people like die like underwater with like the ceiling to the water. Oh my god, thinking about it now, I want to throw up. I just want to vomit all over this microphone. Like that shit fucks with me so hard. Like just like, oh, I'm trapped down here, and now I'm just gonna have to take a breathe water. Like that.
God, just want to bury you alive.
Breaks my fucking brain open. Or like getting caught in like, oh god, there's so many elements of that movie that fucking suck. Remember the part where the girl catches her head in the her hair in the fucking line? And she's like, I'm going to cut it off. And it's like ripping her
skull. Doesn't she rip her skull?
Yeah. And then she falls into like a blender, basically. Yeah. It's just like sharp rocks with spinning water.
Yeah.
God, that movie fucked me up. Oh, The Mist. Because the ending. That ending is fucking rad.
The Mist.
Yeah.
You scared by that? Like, it scared you?
No, just the ending was so fucking bleak concept. And horrifying that like I was like, good God, this poor motherfucker. Like, things... 2 minutes, he would have been fine. Like,
oh yeah, he really did screw the pooch.
Yeah, he
right
shit
before.
The fucking bed. He's like, well, now these aliens are gonna murder me. And it's like, no, dude, we're here. It's cool.
But
oh, why'd you kill your friends and family?
Did that big creature get away, or did the army kill it? And then
the army
pull
was
in?
Coming in at the end.
But that creature was still in.
They're going to go fight it. And it, I just like, I guess like for me, like it wasn't so much about the scary factor as it was more about like. Just the sheer thought of everything, like being trapped in a grocery store, I thought was a cool fucking element. The CG for its time was really good. Doesn't hold up. A test of Tony on that one, I wouldn't say that great.
We'll
you don't
see.
Know what
we'll
we're
see.
Talking about. But
I'd have to reanalyze.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, but it does hold up acting-wise. I love that actor. He's really good. Fucking...
that Tom Jane?
Maybe.
Guy who played Punisher?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I dig him. And especially in that movie, but... All right, and then the last one I have is The Ring, because that one actually did scare me.
Oh,
yeah, that one. And people were like, oh, fuck that movie. But you know when it came out. It was fucking freaky. It was creepy. But then they just, like, oversaturated the market with another fucking two shitty ones.
No, they
like,
did.
Like, oh,
and
the
that
deers
was...
are haunting her now. Look, they're all around her car. Why? It's fucking dumb.
Have you,
First Ring is incredible.
Did you give Ringu a try?
No, because one, little Asian girl scared the fuck out of me. Two, fucking, I've already seen the movie. I know what's going to happen.
Ah, so predictable.
Yeah, oh, I bet they find
the
tape,
I
right?
I didn't know.
Is it a cassette tape? Oh, who knew?
I haven't seen Ringu, so I didn't know if it differed a lot from the Japanese original.
Oh, I have no idea.
Kind of like Let the Right One In to Let Me In.
Yeah, those were really... That almost made my list,
too.
That did, too.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's some Magnet films I was like, shit.
And not only that, I mean, Let the Right One In is... fucking amazing. Oh, I know, Let Me In was really good for what it was, but Let the Right One In for, like, I don't know, seeing it the first time, that movie fucked me up. It was really good. All right. So that is genre five. We'll start doing that probably every week. I don't think we're going to name the genre that we're going to do. We're just going to pick one, probably do it off the top of the show. Talk, get our creative juices and our brains floating around about movies and stuff.
Something special to look forward
to. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get you it's a little foreplay. Get you a little wet. Like, this is what we like. You like this?
Go
you into that?
6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Yeah, ooh, pointy. Oh, all right, so next.
Counterclockwise.
Zing. Well, either it's up to you. We can either do the Test of Tony or we can cover movies we've seen this week.
Well, Test of Tony, let me check here. I
so
was going
doing,
to
this
do,
is another segment.
Yes, this is
that,
another segment idea.
That well, no, not an idea. It's a fucking it's a segment.
Oh, it's an
yeah,
it's a concept.
Fuck them. They're
that's
they're
happening.
In it. They're in our car where they're going where we're going.
We kind of created the Test of Tony's title on the show.
Okay, yeah, sure.
You,
why not?
Yeah, we did literally.
I
didn't have a
you.
Name for it.
Ah. The Test of Tony. So basically, you rewatch a movie or you've seen a movie recently that you're like, wow, I really enjoyed this as a younger me.
Yes.
Now, is it good still? Does
now,
it hold
as
up?
A whole man.
Yeah.
What do I think?
A whole man.
Test of Tony.
All right, what do you got? What's this week's Test of Tony?
Total Recall.
Oh, shit. That's him outside in
that
Mars.
Is
that was a pretty
that
good Arnold,
him.
Right?
That was a really, really
that's
good
Arnold. His eyes are
Arnold.
Bulging out of his face. Yeah. I was a late adopter to Total Recall. I watched that probably like 4 years ago for the first time.
Wow.
I know.
I watched that as a kid and was scared shitless.
So when I watched it, I was like, this is fucking amazing. Everything I've heard about it is incredible. So it stood the test of Paul for the first time through.
By the way, we are talking about the original, not the Colin Farrell.
Right. That's what I just said.
Arnold
Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
I didn't hear you say Arnold.
You did. I was doing his impression.
No, my ears were pierced from the...
It's good though, right?
You take everything to the brink and kick it right off the cliff.
Yeah, I'm gonna spike this fucking touchdown, bro.
I'm gonna do a moan for a second. You moan for 30 seconds, then finish.
So, what'd you feel?
Oh, good Lord.
Holds up, right?
No!
What?
What?
No!
Why?
No! Chris Walken, what are you doing here? You can't be on our podcast. Why not?
I really can't do
Total
anything besides
recall.
No.
It was just shitty.
No, that's about it.
No, yeah, no is really easy to do as Chris Walken. You at home, try now. Go.
Try it.
Nah, not bad,
okay,
not bad. That
yeah.
was pretty good. Wow, that was a good Chris Walken. You know, I just think you need to work on it a little bit. Bring up the no at the end a little bit more, more like a question.
College try.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
it didn't hold up for you.
Holy shit.
I loved it. I don't know. And that's weird because I didn't even have the nostalgia aspect coming back. I'm like,
no.
This is the first time I've ever seen this.
No, I was looking at it from more of a standpoint of, does the production value stand? Does the CG stand? And does
yeah, because this movie, like Star Wars,
you
and Jurassic
say,
Park,
Tessa Tony, it's all encompassing,
right?
Because
like Star Wars
scene is being analyzed,
Jurassic Park, all those movies you can watch, and the fucking CG and like even the practical like
yeah,
effects
I took one
work.
That was kind of iffy.
Have you seen The Thing lately?
You mean the original Thing?
Yeah. Well, technically,
no.
The new Thing is a prequel, because it ends with the dog running and the dude chasing it in a helicopter.
Yeah.
Which is fucking cool. Because I thought it was a fucking remake, too, and I was like, what? They didn't show all the cool shit. And then I was like, oh my god, it starts off the fucking... It starts off with the next movie. It's amazing. But I guess if you speak Russian, the whole movie's fucking ruined for you, because you know exactly... He's like, this is a shape-shifting creature! Like, you have to kill it! So if you know Russian at the beginning of the Thing, I guess, like, it ruins the entire movie for you.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't think about
fact.
That.
Yeah.
Ipso facto.
Yeah, but the Thing, the practical effects in that are incredible. Now back to your Total Recall.
They're not very practical. That fucking head exploding literally looks like a balloon with condom eyes.
It does.
It does. And that's not... I don't think when they built it, when it was released, they were like, this is going to look fucking hilarious, guys. Kids are going to watch this and crack the fuck up.
Kind of
like...
But
I was cracking the fuck up.
What was that movie? Oh, fuck. It's on Netflix right now. I can't remember what the fuck it's called. It's, son of a bitch, this is going to... Reanimator.
Yeah.
Like, in that movie, they were like, we set out to make a really scary flick, and
yeah.
then it just started being horribly funny, so
oh,
we
yeah.
just went with that. Like, I think there's a certain point in the movie, even, that it became aware
yeah,
of itself.
But Total Recall, it is a serious premise. It is rated R. Arnold is what the fucking a lot
yeah.
through that film. He is hilarious.
He's rough in a lot of movies.
Oh, but they tried to model him after like this everyday guy turned into secret agent, but he's still cussing like he's a normal guy, not an Austrian handicapped sounding like ass mouth.
One day I'm going to be governor of an entire like that's
well
insane.
That's what I thought to myself watching it. I'm like, this guy's a fucking governor now.
He ran a state.
Like that movie to governor.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it went
too,
right?
Holy shit.
There's some maid fucking in
no,
there.
No, there's just really sad set design, lighting, the fucking practical effects are just shit. Like watching these big earth drills coming through the walls at them, it literally looks like Legos are busting up and they're like, no, and falling off screen, and holy shit. It was
wow.
just, it didn't hold up. It didn't hold
I wonder,
up.
I wonder how much that movie cost to make.
$89.
What's the price of admission these days? About roughly where it is.
Oh, I mean, not that I don't have an entertainment value from it regardless, because I love the story, I love the concepts, I love the fucking...
How do you feel about the
future
since,
that it provides?
Since you're talking this, how do you feel about the Colin Farrell one, the remake?
I enjoyed the Colin Farrell remake.
I really liked it too.
I liked it as if it stood by itself. I think it would be a really, really nice
wow.
sci-fi film.
1990, that's like right before he did like Eraser. Remember
yeah,
Eraser?
Because I think they were like, man, we got to tone it down after Total Recall.
You heard about this Eraser script floating around? Shit sounds fucked up. There's a big gun in it.
But honestly, 5 years ago when I was like, man, let's fucking kick it and watch Total Recall, it was a different opinion than I have today.
Wow.
Very different.
And that's why it's the test of Tony.
Please.
That's a jingle.
That's a jingle?
Yeah, I just
that's
made it. I'll put
jingle.
Some guitars. I'll do it in post. It'll sound sick. Fuck.
Nine layers
of vocals.
All right,
Total Recall 1990 budget. Let's see how much it costs to make a
beep,
piece
beep,
of
beep,
poo-poo.
Beep, beep,
oh,
beep,
yep,
beep,
I'm just
beep,
plugging
beep.
It into my fucking Johnny 5 robot. Mm-hmm. Oh, here are your results.
Oh, did you hear about the movie Chappie?
Chappie,
directed
no.
by Neil Blomkamp.
Is it about Chapman?
It's a reimagining of Short Circuit with a robot.
Really? It's called Chappie.
Chappie.
That's fucking dumb.
The name of a robot.
I hate it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we have a rating on that film. It doesn't release for a year.
It's gonna suck. Podcast production, filming, rating. What the fuck? I just want to know how much it costs to make
Wikipedia, this goddamn... I'm on Wikipedia right now.
Well,
use your eyeballs.
I can't. Box Office Mojo 1990. This better be adjusted.
You know what the problem is? Mm. You can't read.
Oh my God, you're right.
You fucking idiot.
Domestic gross. I don't want to know this stuff either. Why don't you just tell me?
It's a mystery because it was probably funded by some sort of late 80s party renaissance cartels.
We all just got done doing a shitload of blow. Let's make a movie.
What do you mean, robots and cyborgs and aliens on Mars?
Call that fucking the guy that can't speak well and put him, make him the star.
is there a bodybuilder from a different country we could get to star in this
so
bitch?
So weird. They're like, no, I mean, no. His arms and pecs look great, so we just throw him in movies.
We want him to beat the shit out of Sharon Stone. Tell him that. Tell him that. See
he'll
if
probably,
he says yes.
He'll probably be into it, honestly.
There's coke and Sharon Stone beating. He's going to love it.
Everybody loves that shit.
By the way, I think Sharon Stone is fucking smoking hot back then.
Yeah, I agree.
1980 to 1999, Sharon Stone, pouty pow pow. Oh, I know what she looks like now. I Googled it.
Oh, did you? You're like, I wonder where she is.
She looks like Sharon Stone with 20 years on her.
Can I marry? Ooh.
Ooh, that's brutal.
Ooh, she aged, you mean?
Time's a real bitch.
Oh, God.
Like when Renee Zellweger, she came to a movie premiere and people were like, what's wrong with her face?
All I'm finding is a mega budget.
God, you
so
can't
they,
search
they
things.
Definitely spent a lot of money
mega
on it.
Mega budget, huh?
Yeah, that's the number I'm getting.
Well, at a price tag of mega budget.
Yeah, the Total Recall with a budget of mega. Sky was the limit, really fell on its fucking face.
$1 million and $1 billion.
Yeah, somewhere around there. I'm assuming it's that.
I hope it's between those two.
I think Mallrats cost like $24 million, so this had to be fucking huge.
$50 to $60 million.
Jesus Christ, that was so easy once I looked.
$50 to $60 million,
and it let's see how much it grossed real quick. Fact checker, beep, 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 beep. Box office, $261 million.
It wasn't not popular.
No, it did pretty fucking well. People are pretty happy. They're like, Coke forever. We're going to live where we are gods. We are golden gods.
That's the best.
God, the 80s will never end. Or the 90s, I mean. This is the beginning. I forgot it was made in 1990.
I also shot in the 80s. I kind of wanted to shoot back to last episode and clear up an inaccuracy that I made.
Oh, and so did I. I said something about a guy that wasn't a guy.
Yes, and I made a reference to that trilogy that Terry Gilliam did, and you said that it was 12 Monkeys, Brazil, and Zero Theorem,
yeah.
And I corrected you.
Uh-huh.
I was wrong. It originally was what you originally said.
You're telling me.
So what you're trying to say is...
That was freaking right. And you're a big dumb-dumb.
Okay.
Say it.
You really
want to
keep...
Say it.
You want to keep this
say
up?
Say I'm a big dumb-dumb.
I'm a big dumb-dumb.
All right. Now that we cleared that
now,
up, I'm a retard.
Also, let me tell you what retard did last episode over here. Dumb-dumb's going to report on what retard did. Christoph Waltz. You said that he was in...
The Terminal and fucking...
Captain America.
Yeah, in Captain
America.
You were
thinking of Stanley Tucci.
Yep. They look similar, though. You got to give me
bald.
That. Yeah, I know, but throw a wig on him.
Okay.
Throw a wig in Hollywood? What do you mean?
I mean, don't act like it's that crazy.
No,
but that's Stanley Tucci's look. That's his
that
look.
Dude's
Google
bald.
Him.
That
Google
dude's
him.
Bald.
Google him.
Did you know that guy's bald?
He can't play
a guy with hair,
there aren't
idiot.
Many roles he plays with wigs. No, I'm not. And none of them, he looks like Christoph Waltz.
How do you spell Tucci?
T-U-C-C-I.
And is,
but Christoph Waltz's first American performance was in Glorious Bastards. Before that, he was on German TV shows and shit.
Speaking German.
Being German.
What's the other guy's name?
What?
Christoph
Waltz.
Waltz?
With
Waltz.
A Z.
Yeah, like the dance.
As you can see, they're not brothers.
No, they're not. Yeah, they do not look similar. Okay, you know, there's a couple. It's weird in Django.
Oh, they both have eyes.
Yeah,
and noses
yeah.
And a mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's probably where I was getting them confused.
Yeah, you would like eyes and noses. And
oh,
stuff.
It's one of those people with eyes, nose, and mouths.
Oh,
right,
wow.
Right on.
Wow. Two ears. Wow.
They have a lot in common.
Yes. Twins.
All right, so Let's see.
Retard and Dum Dum Show.
Yep, it's a Retard and Dum Dum Show. That's another jingle I just made up. God, I am just fucking writing shit all
day. You're just a jingle machine.
All right, so let's go to movies this week. What are we at? 24 minutes. Let's keep going, baby cakes. Let's just keep this train of moving. What'd you see, big?
Oh, I saw some stuff.
What'd you say?
I saw.
You know what I saw? No, I'm kidding. Go ahead. Let me
just jump. What did you see, brother?
Let me right just jump in.
You had to take a breath.
I'll take this one. Don't worry, Tony. I got this.
Sit down and take a break.
Yeah.
I watched RoboCop 2.
Oh, shit. I'm surprised you didn't want to bring that up on the test of Tony.
Well, I thought you could give a better, like, I could bounce it off you better
Total
with Total
Recall.
Recall.
Yeah, I haven't seen RoboCop 2 since I was... I bought the trilogy on VHS. Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't want to. It just all came with them and stuff. But I think that was, fuck, man. That had to have been, like, I was, like, 11, 12.
We're all hanging in there. Okay, 11, 12.
Yeah. All hanging
awesome.
In. What, you just waiting
Paul
on?
Paul bought that VHS well, so three-pack at 11 or 12 years old.
No, and that's the last time I saw it.
You really haven't watched that movie since?
No, RoboCop I have. Good. Because RoboCop, I think, has a value to watch. RoboCop 3 is fucking awful, and I think that's why I don't watch RoboCop 2.
Oh, because you think it has more in common with RoboCop 3 than RoboCop 1? That's wrong.
No.
RoboCop 2 is in the exact same vein as RoboCop. Awesome. Fake commercials.
Yeah.
Fucking RoboCop does not change a damn thing about himself. He doesn't get special guns, get a different
I think
color.
RoboCop 3 was fucking
he has a
PG-13,
pack.
Too.
Yeah.
I mean, the jetpack was fucking sick.
Honestly,
though.
Hey,
what the fuck is that? Say it was fucking sick.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're going to talk about the fucking
RoboCop.
Jingle All the Way jetpack bullshit?
Oh, my God. What was that dude's name? What was the fucking...
Sinbad and Arnold.
No, Sinbad wasn't that, and that was amazing. So it was the little kid that played fucking Anakin Skywalker.
I forget the little... Jake Lloyd?
Maybe. Wow, if you do know that, that's fucking insane.
Is it?
It's just residing in your brain somewhere is fucking Jake Lloyd. That's amazing.
I don't know. Look him up. I think it's
look
Jake.
Him up. Look up little Jakey.
Prove to me that my mind works.
He's my fucking nephew. Don't worry about it.
Little Jakey Lloyd Lloyd.
Oh, my God. 87 was RoboCop 1.
Mm-hmm.
RoboCop 2. Keep talking about it. Go ahead.
Okay. They had RoboCop 2 was incredible. Again.
Moving on. They had a show. Is it him?
Yeah. Jake Lloyd.
Was he also in Jingle All the Way? Look at his filmography. You know he hasn't done shit since.
Yeah. That's second on his list of his classic films.
I read up on him one day because I was watching The Phantom Menace. I'm like, I wonder where this cat's at.
Oh, yeah. What's he up to?
No. And he's like, he was going to cons and shit, but people were like, you fucking ruined the franchise, boo! You little piece of shit. And he was like,
go fuck Jar Jar.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to quit acting. Why is everyone so mean? It's
honestly,
like right when the internet was coming out, so everyone's like, I can hate everything behind a screen.
It's a miracle that Haley Joel Osment is still in films.
Ah, yeah, I really want to see Tusk. I really want to see Tusk.
That and then he's
really
making bummed. A new... I think he's a bigger
Hosers.
Role in... yeah.
Yoga Hosers, yeah.
And I'm excited because that has Johnny Depp's daughter and...
Yeah, well, they're also in Tusk, too, because that's, like, where he got that little thing. Like,
both of them?
Yeah, they're playing the clerks in Tusk, like...
Oh, clever.
Fucking Jason... what's his name? What's the...
Muse?
No, fucking... I don't even think his name's Jason... it's the main actor, the guy that turns into the walrus.
Justin Long?
Justin Long, yeah, sorry.
You're driving me down wrong roads.
My bad.
My brain works
Jason
like a computer.
Yeah, I'm typing in the wrong thing. I'm like, why isn't Justin Long coming up when I type Jason Scott? This doesn't make any sense.
Google, help me.
Yeah, come on, I'm an idiot. He walks into the convenience store and he's like, they speak with, like, they say A or whatever, and he's, like, really, like, oh, hey, A, like, can I get this A? And they just, like, look at him like, I fucking hate you. And I guess, like, that's the main premise. And Johnny Depp's in Yoga Hosers, too.
Oh, cool.
And he was in fucking, and he's in Tusk. Like, they're like, it's almost kind of like a American Horror Story. Like, he's reusing, like, a lot of the cast members and shit.
I like that.
And for, it's going to be a trilogy. The last one is called Moose Jaws.
Jesus.
It's, dude, check this out. This sounds
Jaws.
Fucking amazing. Okay, so... It's
I'm not forgetting where we were.
That's fine.
We
yeah. Hold on to that, baby. Hold on to that.
Just
we'll get
go,
back to
tell
your
me about
fucking,
Moose Jaws.
We'll get back to RoboCop 3. I know you're
my
just
dick
exploding.
Is sweating. I need to know about Moose
second.
Jaws,
okay.
Baby.
Your dick sweating? That's the only part.
Only part of
it's
me.
It's really hot. All right. So, it takes place in a camp.
Like Camp Crystal Lake.
I'm yeah, sure, why not? Fuck it. Yeah.
Cool.
Probably like in Ottawa or some shit like that, backwoods, and it's about a fucking like angry moose that murders people.
We're serious here?
That's the entire premise of the movie.
That can't be the whole premise. It's Jaws, and these people have to fight it.
It's Jaws on land
with a moose.
Smile pretty, you son of a.
And that's the moose is the creature that you choose to be the rabid, vile force of nature.
Yeah, because it's a Canadian trilogy: Tusk, Yoga Hosers, Moose Jaws.
Did Canadians ask for this?
No one did. No one no asked one for this.
Mounties take pop shots at him on set.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking. Kevin Smith has just been getting stoned and doing podcasts, and he's been making up all this stuff.
And thinking these elaborate Canadian riddles.
Since he's in that fucking field, he can do it. Like, instead of me and you, be like, wouldn't it be cool? Like, he's like, I'm going to go spend $4 million on this and make moose jaws. I can't wait. It sounds amazing. I guess, like, did you know that their antlers fall off yearly?
No,
they
I did not
know
that.
They shed their antlers. Mm-mm. But if they're cut off, they grow back one final time as, like, razor sharp fucking angry antlers.
Oh, like, don't fuck with my antlers, dude.
Or something, I don't know. But isn't that fucking awesome? That's so cool. But yeah, their antlers fall off every year and then go into the floor of the forest and then animals eat them.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, it's a circle of life. All right, RoboCop 3 was rated PG-13, made in 1993, and there was a TV show. Go ahead with RoboCop 2. Back to you, Tony.
Back to me. RoboCop 2 should never be really put in the same box as RoboCop 3.
Okay.
RoboCop 2 is violent, awesome, gritty, just like RoboCop. You got your awesome commercials. You got your awesome fucking physical effects. Your blood squibs for days.
Blood squibs?
Like, pew, 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 blood. When I get shot, it's giant blood. Kane. That was the bad guy in RoboCop 2. Kane. And he wanted to give out nuke to everyone. That's the new drug.
Yeah, okay.
Putting the nuke in their side. Eventually, they turn Kane into a RoboCop 2.0 that feeds off of nuke. And he has to fight RoboCop. And RoboCop's like, I'm done with this shit.
Pow-pow.
Really great film.
All right, I'll check it out.
It stands up. And it stands right next to RoboCop in quality.
Wow, okay, right on. I mean, RoboCop's fucking, like...
Get it, then.
A perfect film.
Get it, then.
I might have it on DVD. I'm not sure. I think I have the 20.
I'll get it to you.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. Did you know that there was a series?
I love how you're like, yeah, whatever. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, cool, man.
I think I knew there was a series.
I really want to get into the RoboCop fucking TV show.
I bet
94 to 95. Right there. This is right. This is on the heels of RoboCop 3 when they went to PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, it's 60-minute episodes.
Well, how's that even possible?
I know. Like, we made 10 RoboCops and just chopped them all up into this miniseries.
Holy shit.
Yeah, one season.
Still in Detroit? Still with OCP?
I'm guessing. It looks like it. I mean, the only picture they have is him with duck face coming out of a wall.
Okay.
RoboCop had weird lips.
What a great consumer name for a company in a film. Omni Consumer Products.
Yeah.
I love it. And I bet there's companies out there going, shit, we don't want to be called OCP, but it's a tight name.
You down with OCP? Yeah, you know me. You need to set that hang there, huh?
Wait, what? That's not the actual acronym, is it?
No,
in that song?
Isn't it other people's
OPP?
Yeah, other people's pussy.
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
I don't. Yeah.
Pretty sure. We're not culture. We don't know rap songs. Do you listen to rap?
We could do. Well, I do listen to rap, but it's all pretty much weird indie rap that nobody
indie
cares
rap.
About.
You're damn right with that statement.
You're right with
fucking
that.
Fucking idiot.
Nobody cares about your stupid Milo raps and
I've
Del
totally
raps.
I totally forgot to fucking do the top five, and I even had it written down in my notes, dude. The top five.
What'd you forget?
Horror films released after 2000, the IMDb list. I'm just going to do real quick. Insidious. Bullshit.
That's up
Shudder.
There.
That's one. That's number fucking one. That piece of shit Dreamworld cocksucker movie is number one on the IMDb. Oh, fucking pissed me off. Yeah. Oh, God damn it. I was so angry. That movie made me so. I was like, this is an amazing movie.
He has to go to Wonderland to save
an hour
his
into it. I was like, this is the biggest pile of shit I've ever seen in my entire life. Shudder is second. Paranormal Activity 3 is third.
Three?
Texas. Yeah,
that's
three.
The good one. That's the good one.
That's when the franchise really starts taking off.
That's the shiner of the crew.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the new one.
Which one? Who cares?
The one from 2003 with Jessica Biel. Yeah. And The Deceptless Five. I forgot to... Because what we're going to do with the list, too... and I'm sorry that this had fucking... I just threw this brick wall in the middle of our fucking podcast. But that's what I'm going to do. We're going to name ours, and then I'm going to go to IMDb and see what their list is. But I think this is like... it was created by Amazing Me...
That's just someone.
But it's on IMDb, so I feel...
Anyone can be on IMDb. I can make a list.
On IMDb? But why? Yeah. Why is that a thing that they do?
I make music lists on Amazon. Like, my favorite albums in a genre, you can post them on Amazon.
Well, Amazing
Users
Me,
can, like, look at them.
Fuck you, if you're listening.
Amazing Me is just another guy like us, but has more determination, and he made a list online.
Fuck you. Fuck you. I hate your guts. Insidious was awful.
One that almost made my list, because you said Shudder, and I was like, I don't remember that, Splinter.
Splinter.
Remember
Splinter.
The fucking creature? They're all in the gas station.
Oh, my God,
and it starts fucking infecting your body.
And, like, people actually split in half and shit. Yeah, that was cool as fuck. I'd really dug that.
Oh, it was a cool, like, single-setting horror film.
I completely agree. That's kind of how The Mist was, too. That's, like, in that same
vein. That's what reminded me of that when you were talking about it.
But yeah, at least one of your movies.
The horrors outside are almost mimicking the horrors inside.
I will say this, 2003's Texas Chainsaw Massacre, when that chick pulls her fucking gun out of her pussy, that shit was fucked up.
And then she gives you the old goodbye, hello, pow.
And then she puts it in her mouth, also gross.
Ew.
Yeah, and then blows her fucking brains out.
Okay, well, that the third part redeems the second part.
That shot of, like, it's through her head.
And then it drags through the window.
Yeah, and then it goes and it just pans back and it's, like, smoking. It's just, like, from her mouth, too. I was like, ooh. That's some good filming.
That's some good.
They did some good films. All right. Go ahead. What else do you see? RoboCop 2. It holds up. Go watch it.
Also watched the movie 7. With the number 7, it's spelled like S-E...
Are you talking about the Brad Pitt movie?
7 E-V-E-N.
Are you talking about the Brad Pitt movie?
Yeah.
What dumb shit is that?
Because I saw
7 with, you know, 7 in
I
the
saw
title.
It written as like a 7
You've never seen
E-V-E-N.
That?
I didn't remember it.
Oh, right
I'm
on.
Telling you a very
Seven's
specific
a
thing about that film.
Why'd you go back and watch all these old films? You feeling
they're on the flicks, and I was in a mood for like quality. Like
Seven's fucking
shit,
amazing.
I
love Seven. I've watched that movie a billion times.
David Fincher, dude, he directs some good damn movies.
Yeah. I know. I really dig that. And fucking Morgan Freeman. That cast alone is rad as fuck.
It's actually a really shitty Brad. Brad Pitt in that film. Go back and watch it. Turds his fucking performance.
I didn't think that it was like. Awful, but I mean, like, I don't know. I don't really think that he's that great of an actor either.
I mean, there are times when I see Brad Pitt acting and I'm like, hell yeah, that's
dude.
Good.
I just watched Seven like probably like within the last year for sure.
Okay.
That's like a movie that like I'll just throw on.
That's the only thing I noticed about it was I was like, oh god, get someone with
Morgan Freeman's the shit,
a little
and
more
Kevin
mature.
Spacey is fucking haunting.
John Doe,
I have no fingerprints. Go ahead,
god, and they make a reference to him being a wealthy person of means. That's how he got by doing these things for years.
Oh, yeah.
And I always thought it'd be awesome to go into his origin.
That would be sick.
And seeing how he was brought up
wealthy, and then
going into horrors that he became.
Really popular movie, and usually anytime something does any bit of success, they're like, bleed it dry!
I don't know how well it did when it was released.
I'll check.
But
that's why I have my computer.
Honestly, I was looking up David Fincher's films, and they all give me hard on like Fight Club.
Yep.
Zodiac, The Game, all awesome films. Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, wonderful remake.
I never saw the remake. I didn't actually see the original.
It is very, very good.
I'll check it out because I've heard a lot of good things about it. Let's see, $33 million budget, made $327.3 million.
Cool,
that's pretty insane. And that's just box office. So I don't know if that counts like domestic, like DVD sales.
I wonder if
sales
they count DVD
because
since
that was
so
right
long
when,
ago.
Well, not only that, though, but that was like I feel like that was a movie that really benefited from DVD.
Oh, like that, Fight Club did too.
Yeah, 95. I feel like 2000 or like a little bit before 2000 even. Like that's when DVD started hitting hard.
Oh
as
yeah,
fun.
I was like collecting like a fiend.
Yeah, me too. Obviously, I got fucking 400 movies that I never watched.
Building walls out of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I look at this every day. And I'm like, oh, I could have spent so many different things
on the David Fincher page though.
Yeah.
You would, I don't know, you should go see Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
I will.
Daniel Craig, Mara Rooney, really good cast.
I really want to see the Daniel Craig's fucking Bond, too. I haven't seen any of his James
Bonds.
That's
on Netflix, too.
Yeah, I know.
Skyfall.
Well, Skyfall, because I want to see Casino Royale, and what was the other one?
Quantum of Solace.
Quantum of Solace. That's the first one?
Second. It's Casino Royale, Quantum, Solace, and then, Skyfall.
Quantum. What else do you see? Actually, fuck you. I'm going to say a movie.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck
I didn't
you.
Know.
Back off,
Do you
dude.
Want to do like a one-on-one thing?
Yeah,
dude?
Sure.
I didn't
do that. You just did two,
gang
so
bang
I'll do
the
two.
Beginning. Sorry.
Yeah, no, don't worry. I didn't see much. So strap in. Video game, the movie. I watched it. Fucking amazing. I love the score. When that first comes on and like the piano starts playing, they take such a fucking like serious approach to it, to something that's like, you know, but I mean, I think that's the whole thing of the video game is kind of just being, or the movie is to kind of like be like, okay, this is
validating.
Yeah, it's validating the fucking,
I knew you'd like it.
It was fucking awesome. Yeah, I wrote down it was spellbinding because it was. And I don't say that about many films, but I mean, I was awestruck by it. I was like, wow, this is fucking amazing. I wanted to talk to you about how you feel about game controllers, because they showed a lot of them, and they've come a long way. What was your first time holding a game controller that you're like, this is made for, like, a game? Like, I wouldn't even say, I wouldn't call myself a gamer, because I feel like I have to invest 90 hours a week into gaming to be a gamer. Because, like, people are like, oh, I'm a gamer, and they play, like, you know, fucking Call of Duty for an hour, not even a day. And I don't feel like that's actually, like, immersing yourself into it.
I think everyone can figure out their favorites on a controller, though, because once you grab a controller for a few seconds, you can go, well, I fucking hate that. Because I remember grabbing the Dreamcast controller and I thought like some sort of sadist created it to piss my hands off. I was like, is it because my hands are like fat sausages, bananas? Like, why is this wrong in every way on my hands? And why the fuck is it 17 inches wide?
Yeah, it was huge. Remember, you could plug in the fucking memory cards that
moved. Yeah, it had an extension cord in it, probably.
Wow.
Is that a leaf blower coming out of it?
This thing is really multi-purposeful, man.
But my favorite controller, you mean like ergonomically on my hands for gaming?
Yeah, what was the first one that you held
me?
Yeah.
I guess the one that I was most addicted to as a kid would be the N64 controller, because I had that before the PS1.
Okay, what really grabbed me, and I loved the N64. I remember it was so weird looking at that controller. I was like, why the fuck would anyone make this?
Oh, I loved it, because I was like, I don't know what this thing in the middle that spins in
that
any
was the
direction.
Yeah, the analog stick. That was like the first
I'm blown away by it.
I think like the first time that I really liked a controller, like fucking was like, this is made perfect, was the DualShock PlayStation 2.
Okay.
Two.
Oh, I mean, yeah. That. Well, you said you're first, so like, I was young, but I loved it.
Right. I love those controllers. All time
favorite.
Well, the first one that really like fucking like that I appreciated for being crafted to play video games was the PlayStation 2 one.
No, I was gonna say once I got the PlayStation 1 and I got what did I have? I'm trying to think what kind of progression. I had a GameCube.
Yeah.
And then I also had a PS2 at the same time.
Oh, shit. Ballin'.
Yeah, ballin'.
GameCube. Wait, and a PS2?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because that was Nintendo's.
Yes.
Was it? Sega was Dreamcast. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, and I never had a Dreamcast.
I had a Dreamcast.
When I got the PS2, I realized what the potential of the dual joysticks and, you know, holding your hands right in that wonderful position of sort of like pointing forward and getting into a fucking game.
Yeah, I remember the R2 and L2s and stuff like that. Like, I was like, whoa, this is fucking weird.
It wraps around my fingers.
Yeah,
I'm
like, I have to do so much now. But then, like, once I started getting used to it,
I think
the first one, the first game I played was like Time Splitters.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was, PlayStation 2, yeah, for sure. And I was like, wow, like, first-person shooter, I think that was the first time I've ever been to experience one of those. Oh, no, that's a lie. GoldenEye was the first one that I experienced first-person shooter.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I was playing GoldenEye and Perfect Dark, and
Perfect Dark, yeah, they just released that not too long ago for the Xbox.
I got that.
And my favorite controller of all time is fucking the Xbox 360. I think it's a beautifully made controller. I love the offset joysticks. I really like that. Yeah. I don't know, just something about it feels perfect. I played Advanced Warfare over the week.
Oh, so did I.
Fucking
so did
sick.
I. I played the first four levels.
Where'd you? Oh, so you played the campaign?
I played the campaign.
Oh, I only did.
Trying to learn, like,
I only played the fucking the multiplayer. But dude, like, it's like,
did you do like the sliding
jetpacks? Yeah, it's fucking sick. Andrew has it, and he has a PS4, so I got to play it on a PS4.
Yeah, I played on an Xbox One.
How'd you like the Xbox One?
Oh, man.
Sick?
Oh, man.
Dude,
yeah.
PS4 looks fucking incredible. Does the Xbox One controllers make sounds?
I'm not sure.
PS4's does.
It makes little noises
yeah,
for
you? Yeah, like when it like clicks. It's almost like the Wii. You know how the Wii has that little speaker on theirs? I don't know about the Wii U, but the old Wii. But yeah, and I really like the home pad of the PlayStation 4 controller. Like, it's like fucking...
I've never had any experience with a PS4 controller.
3x2. It's cool. Well, it feels exactly like a fucking PlayStation 3 or a PlayStation 2.
Same with the Xbox One to Xbox 360.
Yeah, I assumed as much. It is weird. Like, people are like, oh, I like the offset joysticks. People hate it. Yeah. I fucking love... I think it makes...
Some of them like them right next to each other.
Yeah, I think that, like, it just makes it...
Laterally. Some like them offset.
I don't know. I just think that, like, the D-pad up there is just a better place to put the fucking analog stick. The left one. But, yeah. I don't know. PlayStation 4 looks fucking gorgeous. That's for sure.
I can't really tell at that gaming rate. I'm like, oh, they're identical because they're both, like, so gorgeous. It's just mind-boggling.
I mean, honestly, I don't think one's better than the other. And
they're both running super processors.
And with that cloud thing, that video game that we was talking about, I mean, like, it's like we have the hard drives to carry all the information. We just send it to you.
There's no reason for you to be boosting that power yourself.
Right. Instead of having the actual hardware at your house, we have it somewhere and fucking give it to you via
and that's
magic.
That's so awesome.
It's fucking crazy. I was
it's
like,
so
it's
awesome.
You live in the weirdest time ever.
You know what I want? I dream about the future a lot. Yeah. And I'm playing Deus Ex Human Revolution.
Okay.
Went on sale on Xbox Live. So I was like, sold $4.
Oh, shit.
Really good game. It's the third installment, but Deus Ex, the original, was for PC. And that game was just so fucking beautiful.
I never played it.
Very, very cool steampunk,
you love that
androidish,
steampunk.
Androidish future, but it's very, has a renaissance to it. Like another human renaissance. Unlike, you know, there's a French renaissance and there's the intellectual movement. This is more of the human revolution.
Okay.
And so there's nods to the past, but in that game, they can like plug themselves in to data.
Yeah,
and so I think about that for like gaming, to where one day we may have a little implant plug to where we kind of lock in and then we just have a direct feed and then we can just play through our optic nerves.
Did you see that fucking...
Wouldn't that be sick?
It would be amazing. Did you see like the Omni whatever the fuck, like the Omnipad? It was on Video Game, the movie. That dude was walking on
it. Oh, yeah, yeah,
and he could, like, run
with
the gun.
Yeah, it's got rollers
and
shit. Yeah.
I was like, that's fucking
genius.
It was
funny that when they made fun of it, he's like, I just want to sit and play my games.
Oh, yeah, the girl, she's like, I just hope that they're still make consoles that I can, you know, just sit on my ass and play video games.
Just don't want to sweat to get through levels.
Right. But I thought that was really cool. And I looked at it, though, and I was like, I don't think, unless you offer that with the ability to not play it like that, no one's going to buy that. Because
the Wii,
their whole thing was like, oh, no, you have to do everything. Isn't that cool? And we were like, no, we're fat Americans. Why is that cool?
Why do I want to stand up to play Mario?
Did you see Xbox 360? I don't have to move at all. All I can do is move my eyes. And that's all. My eyes and fingers are the only things that should be moving.
And that's where they were talking about the rebirth of virtual reality as
that
well.
That shit's cool as fuck. There's like stuff that you can hook your phone into nowadays. Like a little like cardboard cutout you put your phone in. They call it VR. I'm like, fuck off. That's so dumb. I mean, but like, it's...
I think what would a video game be in 40 years? And would we have data implant, like a USB right on our throat to where we could plug in?
I would never want that.
Why?
I would never want to have like a fucking chip.
If it was a wire that went to a certain part of your brain and all it was a little slot.
So people have to have surgery now to it's like, hey man, you get the
No, it's an all-encompassing, maybe it's like an all-encompassing thing.
Oh, so like fucking for like my bank account, I just plug it into my computer or an ATM?
Yeah.
That's fucking awful. That sounds...
No.
That sounds horrible.
You want to buy some gas? You just walk your neck right by the pump. Bam.
Hold on. What are you doing? I'm just plugging into the gas pump that fucking millions of people touch. And I'm...
I said walk by it. It'll be Wi-Fi, dick.
Okay.
But for your personal gaming needs, you plug in.
Why not
for
just...
the power juice?
I don't know.
Super play.
That sounds scary.
You're afraid of the future, man.
Damn, dude. I'm living in the past, bro.
I like when I turn a console on and not have to download my own mind into it.
Yeah, that sounds fucking scary. Like, what happened? He got trapped in the Xbox.
I guess. Well,
he's lawnmower man now.
But you make comments to my, my solemn sort of life.
Yeah.
So I guess I see that as like a really good thing for me.
Oh, virtual reality.
Yep. Like, I'd really enjoy that. please let me escape for more than just a few hours watching movies. Don't let me download forever.
That's also what they were alluding to in Video Game the Movie. The dude was saying, like, he's like, well, with all the crime and stuff like that, it almost sounded like it was going to be that, like, that movie Surrogate with fucking Bruce Willis. Like, you know, you're just plugged in at home.
You
interact with everyone in this virtual reality. You work in a virtual reality. You don't have to fucking do anything.
Yeah.
That's insane. But at the same time, it's like, makes sense. And you can never die.
Like, you remember in Inception when there were those people that dropped into the dreams for hours a day.
Yeah.
And they lived years in those dreams because that was more real than this world.
Oh, fuck.
I was envious of those people in the movie when I saw it. I thought those people...
So you could have extended time.
We're well off. Yeah, I was
losing time.
Yes, I was pumped about those people. I was like, why are they like in this dungeon? Like, people are looking at them with pathetic eyes. Like, these people have created a universe that they can go and spend almost an eternity in.
I haven't seen
in a lifetime.
Inception since it came out. I need to watch that again. All right, what else have you watched? You got anything else?
I do. Taking it down a couple notches. Not as exciting as the blockbusters of the past that I've been describing.
Yeah, Seven and fucking RoboCop 2.
I watched a documentary. I think it just got released on Netflix. Don't know if it's new or not, but it's on there. It's called Design is One.
Mm.
And it's about modern designers, Lila and Massimo Vigniti.
Yeah.
And it was a very engrossing documentary. It was really cool. They introduced America pretty much to Helvetica.
The font?
Type font, yeah.
I was like, the font?
The font Helvetica? What else could he be saying?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to sound really
dumb.
Is
that a country in Europe?
Yeah, I'm really dumb if I'm wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure it's a
font. No, it explains the philosophy of typography and, like, actually being able to help better connect people through a simple unilateral type.
I understand.
And they actually got commissioned to redo the New York subway. The transit system signs in New York are all them. Every signage you see in New York for directions around the subway or any of the tunnel lines or anything like that.
Yeah.
That was all designed by them.
And what was this called?
Design is One.
Design is One?
Yes.
Okay, I'll check that out. That's on Netflix, you said?
Yes. Very, very cool documentary about this married couple, this Italian married couple that kind of revolutionized modern design for the world.
It's wild. We got about like 10 minutes left, so you want to jump into the 30 days?
10 minutes left?
Yeah.
Fuck you. That was a storm approaching.
There's a storm. That's not the cold you feel. That's death approaching. All right, so another thing that me and Tony are going to do, and I'm sorry that this episode's cut short. My schedule's conflicting a little bit. So anyways, mm-hmm. We'll go into more of movies that you've seen next week. We'll leave out a couple segments.
This was my
like
whole
that.
List. That was my list.
Sweet. Awesome. Cool. And I saw The Haunting of Helena, and I didn't watch the entire thing. I fell asleep, but it was about the Tooth Fairy. You know I'm into that shit. Anyways, it was all right.
Wolf.
Yeah. Loves the fucking Tooth Fairy. Another thing that me and Tony are going to do is we're going to try to like watch a movie together. And did we say that we were going to watch 30 Days a Night?
We decided it because it was the 30th episode.
Okay, but we didn't say it on the last week's episode.
No.
But on every episode at the end of it, we're going to say a movie that we're both going to watch, and then you can watch it too, and then we're going to get more of an in-depth like talk about it, and it's usually going to be older stuff. So we're doing 30 Days a Night for episode 30. You see what we did there?
They're not always going to be themed to the episode number.
Yeah, what the fuck are we going to watch for 31?
31 Days of Christmas, or whatever.
No, I hate this.
Polar Express.
30 Days a Night really fucking ruled, but these other ones, Jesus, we already missed 28 days and weeks. All right, anyway, so 30 Days a Night.
Oh, yeah.
Takes place in Barrow, Alaska. Barrow, Alaska.
Totally took my opening line, you
what
piece of shit.
The fuck?
It's the northernmost city in Alaska.
I understand, but then I was like, why the fuck would anyone live here? Then
we
I was
live
like,
out here for freedom.
It's a in a pipeline. That's more so, I think, what is happening. Because then I was like, why are these people, why would they make a town in the worst place ever? I was like, oh yeah, I forgot they're fucking raping Alaska for its oil.
I love how they're like, he's like, you couldn't walk here. I'm like, good lord. What kind of town can you not walk to? He's,
oh,
like,
yeah.
He's like, you couldn't make it here on foot. And he's like, you know, like, hell no, that's not how you got here.
Right. What I didn't notice was the ship.
Yeah, it's like a crash.
A huge, giant ship. Well,
like
he's looking at it.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that they came. All right, real quick, though. Also, I read the comic.
We're so spastic.
It will be. This whole thing will be spastic. But I also read the comic.
I heard you were reading it.
Fucking, it gives so much more in-depth to Marlowe, the lead vampire, and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, well, because he says three words.
Yeah, throughout the entire film. But they give, like, motives. There's a whole other storyline of fucking, like...
His name's Marlowe?
Marlowe, I think.
Like the wine? Like...
Yeah. He's a fancy guy. I have it in my notes. Hold on 1 second. That's right, people. Notes. We took notes. Did you take notes?
They didn't know about this?
No.
So, no, they didn't take no notes.
No, did you take notes,
did I
asshole?
Take notes? Oh, yeah, I took tons of notes.
Marlowe. M-A-R-L-O-W.
Totally different than Marlowe.
Okay. Merlot,
the
mean?
Wine.
Yeah. All right, so the ship thing. I thought that was cool. So they obviously came here on a ship. Yeah.
That's very vampiric of them.
But it was like a fucking, like... battleship that they were in.
It was an oil barge.
Oh, okay. But that, I don't know. Even that's weird. Anyways, it seemed like they were like...
I think they took that ship over. You know what I mean? Feed it off it. Cruised it in here.
See, the comic
it.
Book is like... There's like fucking like, hey, we like it's emails. And it's like from blank or to Marlowe. And it's like, I found the perfect spot. We're all meeting... 18 of us... Or 24 of us are meeting. And he's like, make it an even 25.
Huh.
And then we're all going out and shit. If you get the chance, read the fucking comic. Because it's incredible. The artwork's really fucking cool, too. You'd dig it. It's like real, like, watercolor.
I think I've seen it. Yeah, it's real bloody, splashy.
And black pages. I love black pages. That looks so cool. All right, so... opening sequence reminds me of... I put The Abyss, but I think I meant The Thing. Did you get that
I'm trying
feeling?
To think of the opening scene.
Is
that him walking?
Yeah. So I think I meant The Thing is what
the
I
desolate.
Was.
Yeah, that'd be the exact same location, pretty much.
Yeah, right. Ben Foster staring at the boat, then walking away from it. He is in the vampire Silver Surfer. He's the Herald. That's what I thought was cool too. And also doesn't play anywhere near as much of a role in the comic. It's way
he's
quicker.
Even less of a.
The first three comics are the fucking movie.
Oh, okay.
They really, like, expanded upon it, which I thought was cool, and it gives you a bit of ride. And fucking Eben and Stella aren't split up in the comic. Yeah, like, they watch The Last Sunset together and stuff, and then, like, horrible shit starts happening. The cell phone's burning it. Also, how the fuck did he get all the cell phones?
Yeah, I was like, you're getting them out of everyone's purse in town?
Like, what ninja?
Comes in every single house, every pocket.
That was a little
collecting every cell phone from the public phone area that we put him in.
Yeah, he's like probably some kids. That's what I think who did it.
Fuck you to the world.
How did the person who burned all the cell phones get them away from the people?
You wrote that?
Yeah, in this day and age.
Question mark.
That would never work. And I was like, and then I wrote, why the fuck would anyone live out here? Cold as balls, snow everywhere, and this town is shut off for 30 days.
Oh, you only get 11 months of living, and they're all cold.
I'm going to start taking all these notes stone, because these are way better. I don't remember writing any of these. These are funny. Josh Hartnett is a fucking prick cop.
Oh, I did write, Crixus lets his family die like a little bitch.
Crixus, who's that?
Crixus from Spartacus is his second in command, like his lieutenant. The guy that whose
John
family dies.
Something?
Yeah. His buddy.
Yeah.
The other cop.
I'm trying to figure out.
And I wrote Crixus because he's in Spartacus.
That's amazing. Let's see. Stella says surprise when he calls Eben to ask for a ride. What a dick. Because she's like, surprise, when her car gets hit by the snowmobile.
I thought she was a bitch the entire time.
Yeah, I was
the
like,
entire
fuck
time.
Her.
I was like, I hope she gets burned by like the hot ash.
And he fucking kills himself for it. Oh, yeah. God, it made me so angry. Yeah. And which, I think it would make more sense. I haven't read all the comic, but since they were together, it makes a lot more sense. I don't think it's as powerful because, like, you know, they were split up. And she was a fucking douche.
Yeah.
The shots of the dead dog are way more powerful. The snowy backdrop really dug that. The whole entire fucking backdrop of the, like, just the snow, the town, the fucking, like, the coldness of it was really captured well. But, like, the blood looks fucking crisp and crazy.
The blood does look great. The aerial shots are some of the best aerial shots I've seen in a film like that. The action aerial shots over the town,
and
watching shotguns go off.
Yeah, and I was about to say, to think about how much time and prep that had to take of them, like, fucking being like, okay, now you have to do this. Like, it's like they took 40 people and shot over it. And it's that shot, not even a minute long. It's probably like 15 seconds.
15 at the most with the two different cuts of it. Yeah.
And it starts showing the top shot while it's like the town's going to shit. Chaos is ensuing. And then fucking like it goes to like a top shot. Then chaos ensuing, top shot, chaos ensuing, top shot. And then everything goes quiet. And it's almost like you're like outside of a nightclub, just like real like off in the distance, like, yeah. Like, you know, just like gunshots. And oh, fuck, that is an awesome scene. That's one of my favorite scenes in fucking like cinematic history. I think that's so fucking cool. Let's see. Ben Foster's performance reminds me of an old gold prospector.
But of course.
He has that weird twang to him.
I don't know what his twang is. He's like, they didn't take me.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, man. And it's weird. Like, in the comic book, he bends the bars.
Oh, wow.
So he's some type of superhuman, but he's not one of them. It's weird. Yeah, I wasn't really...
Just works out at the prospect of being a vampire.
Yeah.
Works out real hard.
Grandma's a pothead.
Yep.
Does
she have the cancer? She's a midnight toker. Or is it something about, like...
No, she has cancer.
Her sickness, yeah.
Well, I think it's the chemo or something makes her sick, so the pot... She's like, I have a greenhouse and shit.
And
which works out well because they have
the UV
lights.
To his little brother, too.
Yeah. Well, that kid's an asshole. He's like fucking... Ben Foster's character's like, oh, thank you for the plastique. Something I can whittle down. And he's like, no, you won't. And they're like, he can't do anything with that. And he's getting choked out and shit. And I'm like, you idiot. But then when he breaks does he break his arm? I can't remember. Or he shoots him.
Evan shoots him in the arm.
Holy shit, that performance is fucking mind-blowing by fucking Ben Foster.
Yeah, way he takes it, but he's just kind of like whistling, like, ah, oh,
and
like
then,
fucking like,
and then he
knows
really
what
starts
happened.
To fucking like scream and fucking, oh man, like his fucking insanely good.
He has a lot of, there's a lot of takes that he does in films, not just that one. He plays Mike Mazursky in Alpha Dog. He does a lot of takes where he'll foam when he's screaming
he
and spitting.
A lot,
like he's
yeah.
a spitter, but it honestly does give a lot to his performances. He looks truly, genuinely angry.
Yeah.
And hate filled.
Sure.
Like he plays hate filled really well.
Very well. Yeah. He's got that kid. He was.
I
in,
love him.
He was in
awesome.
Fast Forward. Do you remember that television show?
No.
He was a little kid in it, and like it's crazy. The first time I saw him, I think it was Alpha Dog, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that's what this dude's doing now? Alright, so I also thought that played really well to him wanting to become a vampire, because it showed like how he's like weak, like his character's weak, and all he wants to do is have that fucking power over people, because it seems like he's like always gotten shit on or pushed around in his life. That's kind of like the character that he plays. Vampires speak in different languages. Cool as fuck.
Don't know what that language is.
No.
But I
Screech, fucking, I think it's, oh fuck, what's that dead language that people can
Aramaic?
Summary? Latin. It's Screech Latin. I think that's what it is.
Screech Latin.
Yeah, it's screaming.
Oh yeah, they were like,
he's like, it sounded like, it was weird.
It's like a howl to like let them know to go.
And not like that, even when the one dude starts turning and he has the scream, like he's like, or whatever the fuck it sounds like. I think it's spot on.
Perfect.
Yep.
Is there a vampire in the room?
Oh, son of a bitch. Not again. I really thought that was a cool aspect of the movie. I really wish I would have downloaded a subtitled version. I remember I got a hold of you.
Yes.
And I was like, do you have my 30 Days of Night copy? Because I know I own the movie, but I have no idea where it is. And so I downloaded it. And with a lot of movies you download, you usually get fucked out of subtitles.
Yeah.
So, like, if you... let's say The Hobbit, for instance. What the fuck is that white orc saying, you know? Like, that's a good chunk of the movie. There's
don't
a lot of plot points.
What is his inspiration for wanting to kill?
There's a lot of plot points that I fucking missed because I couldn't understand orc or elfish, whatever the fuck he's speaking.
Orcish.
That was really, orcish. I couldn't understand. So, I mean, but I do remember... I looked him up online, too. He's got really cool lines, but they're... I think in the comic, he actually speaks English, like, normal.
Oh.
Yeah, they actually, like, talk to the people and stuff. And also, I mean, like, they had to speak in some English, or spoke English, because they send that girl out for the bait. And she's like, I did what you told me to do. How could they, you know, like, what, draw in the snow? Like, what
I think
want?
It's almost like using their ancient languages more accustomed to them, but they'll use the peasant's language if they have to. Right.
And that is that.
And he addresses the girl, God, no God.
Yeah, but it's almost like super broken English. Like, how do you?
It's evil. It is fucking evil.
That fucking
when he looks up,
the guy that plays him too is an awesome actor, and I totally didn't know it was him. I can't remember his name either. He's in a lot of stuff. Let me check. IMDb. Fuck it. Got my Amazon opened and shit.
I also believe that Ben Foster's performance was the best in the film.
Oh God, yeah. Hartnett, I mean, like, he was good and stuff.
I guess I'm gonna have to say that the rest of the cast really was just phoning it in, because
Danny Houston. Yeah, he's Children of Men, The Aviator. He's been in a bunch of stuff. He's in American Horror Story. He was the jazz musician.
Okay, he's an actor's actor.
That's the guy who was Marlo. Ooh, excuse me.
Wow.
All right.
I can taste that.
Yeah, you probably can. Oh, shit. All right. Well, I think, you have anything else to add?
I mean, my notes.
Go ahead.
Oh. Well, I guess you kind of covered a lot.
Yeah.
I wanted to say how cool God No God was.
Yep.
Aerial shots, realistic blood and gore. I love the solemn vampires.
The score I thought could have been better. That was just me.
It was a score that...
It was more moody than anything. It wasn't really like...
The only time the score got me was during the aerial shots. Because it has a really strange sort of...
Real
creepy, sort of weird, not normal part. The vampires are pure predators, which I love.
Yeah,
they didn't want to turn people. They're like, no.
Cool, yeah.
Just fucking kill.
Yeah, they're like, remove the heads.
Oh, so awesome. I wrote bad acting from other members of the cast. Predictable ending. I gave it 3.5 stars. It was not as great as like the classic awesome vampire film that I remembered.
I'd give it 4 out of 5 for sure.
Okay. Cool.
One thing that I wanted to add, the guy that he writes the ticket to, I can't remember his name. It's something weird too. The shot of him riding the fucking chainsaw lawnmower thing, the plow. Holy shit, was that cool. Just chopping vampires and half shooting them with a shotgun. That part was fucking tits. And when Billy pushes the dude into the grinder and then he starts turning and Eben has to cut off his head he doesn't fall in. But they show him chopping off the head. That's the first time they do it.
Oh, with the axe?
Yeah. Well, all right, so Billy pushes one of the vampires in. You see him grind. I was like, that's sick as fuck. And then he starts turning, and then chops his head. I'm like, that's sick as fuck. And then fucking, super punch through Marlowe's mouth. I totally forgot about that.
Oh, no, I was kind of waiting for it. I was pumped for it.
Oh, man, I totally forgot about that. And I was like, whoa. I rebounded it like 4 times.
After that, I was like, I can turn this off.
Fucked off. They're like, well, I mean, he punched through his mouth.
That's what I meant by, like, they're predator-driven. Like, alpha male dies, they're like, gotta go.
Yeah.
You kill the pride.
And I really dug the CGI of the skin turning. To ash. I thought that was fucking gorgeous.
It is pretty. It's very good.
All right. So next week, what do you want to watch?
Well, I picked this one.
30 Days a Night.
So why don't you give us a little something, something.
I don't know.
What genre? You want some funny? You want some serious? Drama?
Let's do sci-fi. Let's try to watch Interstellar this week. Oh, fuck. We can't go in depth about that. A movie that just came out.
In depth about the thing you haven't seen
yet. Yeah. Oh, fuck. You want to do The Fountain?
Yes.
Okay, we'll see The Fountain. Cool. Yes. Next week we'll do The Fountain. It's a Hugh Jackman flick. Clint Mansell does the score. It's a great film. Me and Tony are very akin to it. So,
Darren Aronofsky.
Yeah, check that out if you want. If not, then you're going to listen to us blab about it and spoil it. So, you know, until then, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.